Most important meal of the day.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morning, Leisha. How are you?
Hello. Good, thank you.
It's nice to have you up here on a spooky, gloomy morning in Tāmaki. What are we talking about this morning?
Midwinter Christmas.
Woohoo.
So a great way to, you know, lift your spirits this time of year.
I reckon.
My parents used to throw on a midwinter Christmas party quite often when we were younger. I'm starting to realise that they just wanted any excuse to have a party, really.
And it's not a bad reason.
But I think that in New Zealand, I see a lot of, amongst my friends, kind of seasonal depression, you know, like I don't see my friends for all through winter sometimes.
Yep.
And so it's just a nice reason to get your friends together and just kind of be joyous and just, you know, an excuse to
have a party. Yeah. Super sweet.
And also because we have Christmas in summer down here, we miss out on all those things that they have in the Northern Hemisphere that make Christmas such a magical time, you know? I've spent a couple of Christmases in New York, and you just walk into the restaurants and you can smell all those sweet spices, and there's like eggnog on the go, and you know, and it's just
the idea of eggnog is quite interesting to me.
Yeah,
well,
I've never had it. No,
I've had it once, but it was a long time ago, and I'm still not sure if I was like on board with it or not.
Yeah, I like it, but for years I thought that it was served hot, but it's actually a cold drink. But but even so, you still wouldn't want to drink it here at Christmas time because it's basically a cup of custard, really. It's a drinkable custard. It's
I feel like I'd like it.
It's
like
melted custard. Ice cream, really. It's made of milk, cream, sugar, and eggs, and spices, and booze.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it's alcoholic.
It's got bourbon in it. So those kind of things that we miss out on down here at Christmas time. So, dig out your Christmas decorations and, you know, decorate your house.
So, you think Christmas decorations are a must? It's a midwinter Christmas.
You know, you can, like, don a, you know, tacky sweater and
slap on some Mariah Carey and, you know.
And, you know, crank up the thermostat and, you know, get cozy.
I love it.
What's on your menu for your midwinter Christmas?
You can get, like, turkey any time of the year now in the freezer at your fancy supermarkets, but turkey kind of freaks me out, to be honest.
I don't know how I feel about it either. We've never been a turkey household.
No,
my family.
They're also genuinely quite scary birds when they're alive as well.
Exactly.
They're wattles and things, and they're sort of weirdly big, and they look a little bit like they might get you if you weren't like paying attention.
Exactly.
They might come after you with their little beaks.
What would be your alternative though in a winter? Because in a summer I think barbecue, but in a winter Christmas,
I wouldn't know. Well, I would do just a couple of nice roast chickens with all the trimmings you would do with turkey, or you could try doing a roast duck, which is actually really quite easy. I think people might be a bit scared about trying to do a duck, but because it's got so much fat in it, as long as you cook it in the oven at the right temperature, you'll have to Google it. I don't want to lead people astray, but but it's got so much fat that it just sort of renders out and bastes itself and becomes really crispy, and then obviously you do it on a rack and the fat drips down and you save the fat and use that to cook your potatoes and stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
And because it's an excuse to be tacky, you could do something like duck à l'orange or something, you know, baste it in marmalade or something like that, which is, you know,
I quite like the idea of having like a fake Christmas means you can do all the things that you're like, oh, we'll just keep it simple. We'll keep it nice at Christmas time. But you can be as tacky and as like ridiculous as you want to be at fake Christmas time, you know. It's brilliant.
So I would serve that with some like creamy mash and some braised carrots, maybe done in browned butter, and then get some eggnog and mulled wine on the go and some Brussels sprouts and
So if you were hosting a midwinter Christmas, how much time would you set aside to prepare?
Well,
because this is always the thing that I think gets me.
It depends how, you know, skilled you are in the kitchen, I guess.
You can always do it as a potluck as well. You can get all your mates to bring a thing along. It's always a good way.
And so many things can be done in advance as well. Like almost anything can be done in advance, really. And then you just sort of got to reheat at the end or chuck it together.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for Christmas inspo, Nigella Lawson is like the queen of Christmas.
She's great. I love Nigella.
Yeah. she's got lots of great Christmas recipes. And last night I was looking on there and she made, if you're looking for a meat-free option, she made this whole roasted pumpkin and she hollowed it out and she stuffed it with this jewelled rice. So it was like rice with saffron, dried cranberries, pistachio nuts, orange peel, allspice and ginger.
Cut it in half.
Yeah, well, cut the lid off and hollowed it out like you would for like a, jack-o'-lantern.
When we lived in the UK, my mum was like, we're going to do, this is the one year that we're in the UK for Christmas, we're going to do Delia Smith's Christmas, and she has like this iconic Christmas book where she gives you instructions on how to do Christmas, literally to the like, turn the radio on now to the BBC like World Service, and then like it's playing, you know, because it literally has never changed in a million years, and like it says things like, you know, this is the song that we'll be playing, and literally that carol will be coming out of the stereo, and then it'll be like, and now turn your oven on to this degree, and it takes you through the whole day in this book. It was quite ridiculous, but it was good fun because we're like, this is nothing like our normal Christmas, so why not sort of lean into this ridiculous kind of prescribed Christmas aesthetic that's going on here. But it's good fun, and a midwinter Christmas is very fun. I like the text that just came in, Mariah Carey, there's no need to go insane just because it's fake Christmas.
If you don't listen, very offensive.
If you don't listen to Mariah Carey at Christmas time, what are you doing with your life? That is the ultimate Christmas cheese, you know? Yeah.
So just back to this pumpkin.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite intrigued in that. So she stuffed it with rice.
Yes, but she par cooked it first. And then she stuffed it inside and then finished it cooking in the oven. Oh. And it was kind of like a pilaf, like inside the pumpkin, and then it was mildly spiced with allspice and ginger, and then she made this kind of spiced tomato sauce to serve on the side, which she drizzled on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked so beautiful because it was cut into wedges, and there was like a big wedge of pumpkin and then rice on the plate covered in the tomato sauce. It looked very Christmassy.
That was going to be my next question, was do you actually get any of the pumpkin flavor if you do that, I wonder?
Yeah, then I guess if you cut the segment out, then that makes sense. And then for dessert, for your Christmas, midwinter Christmas dinner, one of my all-time greatest like dessert cheats is to buy one of those, you know, you can buy sort of pre-made loafs, like a ginger loaf, and I slice them and I warm them up a little bit so that it appears like I've made it myself. And then you just serve that with a scoop of ice cream, and I make a really simple caramel sauce, which is like equal parts brown sugar, cream, and butter, and then you drizzle that over the top with chopped nuts, and it's just so...
It looks like you've made it. Yeah. I love that. That's a great cheat.
Yeah.
Someone said that Goose is great, and also the Little and Friday Celebrations book is a good one as well, apparently.
Oh yeah, good.
So that's good. Midwinter Christmases. I had a midwinter Christmas with some mates recently. It was a vegan one, and it was actually delicious. I know I shouldn't sound so surprised that it was delicious, but we had a nut loaf, and I've never really had a nut loaf before, and I was like, this sounds very suspicious, but it was so yummy. So shout out to Harriet for a very good nut loaf out
there. I think
you
can buy the nut loafs at your fancy supermarkets. I've seen them. I saw them at Christmas time.
Was the nut loaf like the meat centerpiece kind of?
Yeah, it was, and it was all these different ground nuts, like cashew nuts and walnuts and things, and it was just so yummy. It was, really good and quite meaty sort of flavour as well. It's very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Yum, now I'm hungry. Well, thanks, Leisha. You're heading away for a couple of weeks, which is very exciting. Have a lovely trip.
Thank you.
And we'll see you when you get back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope to hear many glorious tales of
food from Europe.
I'm sure I'm going to
eat
plenty.
Pasta included.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Yumbo indeed. Midwinter Christmas. You can keep your ideas coming in for what you might have with your midwinter Christmas if you'd like. We've got plenty coming up on the BFM Breakfast Show for you. Bailey Wiley will be in the studio in about 10-15 minutes, which is very exciting. We're going to listen to Wolf Girl now, though. This is Dream Partner.
Thank you.
a cute little song there by Wolf Girl. It's called Dream Partner. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. We'll be back with some tunes in just a couple of minutes.
95BFM presents Nightmares on Wax. The down tempo legend playing November 15th at the Hollywood Avondale. One of the defining sounds of the 90s, Nightmares on Wax is back in Auckland following last year's rapturous headline set at Wonder Garden. Flip your lid for Nightmares on Wax, Friday, November 15th at the Hollywood Avondale. Get your tickets now from Just the Ticket.
Design fans, creative types, turtleneck wearers, brace yourselves because New Zealand's most prestigious, popular and influential creative festival is back for its 17th year. Semi-permanent. Packed with top-flight talent, including fashion and design icon Chantel Martin, exceptionally intriguing visual artist Rafiq Anadol, and avant-garde art directors Linert and Sander. If you're serious about what it means to design at the highest levels, don't miss Semi-permanent. 3 days, Auckland 15th to 17th, Aotea Centre, Auckland Central. Go to semipermanent.com.
Orcon's new 4G backup plan has everything you need to keep your small business running smoothly. Whether you're everyone's favourite Greyland Paleo Cafe or that esoteric board game shop that's Otahuhu's best kept secret, Orcon Broadband has you covered. Great power rates, mobile plans, internet, everything. Their awesome unlimited broadband starts at $89.95 a month, GST exclusive. Plus, 4G backup means that whatever happens, you won't lose your connection. Get reliable broadband for your small business. Go to orcon.net.nz/business.
The beauty of the fleeting and the ephemeral is so last century. 95BFM's popular shows, features and interviews are available as podcasts on RSS and Apple.
It's Totally Wired with me, Danielle.
On Land of the Woodwoo. Got lined up three songs.
Yo, 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 welcome back. It's true.
For stopping by for the 95BFM Kids Show.
Greetings and welcome. This is the Rhythm Selection.
Never miss out again. Becast available on Apple Podcast or RSS for whatever podcatcher you're into.
Hey, darling, it's me.
straitjacket fits, of course, with Down in Splendor. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. My name's Rachel. Welcome along. If you've just tuned in, we're going to have Bailey Wiley in studio very shortly, which we're all very excited about up here. But right now, this is the Orioles with a cover of Peggy Goo's It Makes You Forget. This is the Orioles with a cover of a Peggy Goo track, It Gehane, It Makes You Forget. That is from Bobby's Second World EP.
BFM News Headlines.
Atamaria, your headlines for 9 o'clock. The National Party criticises the Clean Vehicle Plan, saying that it will hit low-income families the hardest. New Ministry of Health data shows the suicide rate for Māori men rose in 2016 to almost double the rate for non-Māori. A Soviet nuclear submarine sunk off the coast of Norway in 1989 is still emitting radiation, and Australia's government will hold a referendum on constitutional recognition for the country's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Whakarongo tonu mai, stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on the hour.
Thanks, Rahul.
How far are we talking?
This is Bailey Wiley with Lady, and Bailey's in the studio, and we'll be chatting to her in just a couple of minutes.
Yes, we do fine, Bonnie McDowell. Got that racist humor, sensitive, very charming, no good, washed, bored stomach. That's a six pack. I would settle for a four.
What you know, what you know, what you know about a lady. What you know, what you know, what you know about a lady. Contemplating my window, I'm sitting on my lake. Can't this young, unemotional, self-indulgent, heartless, useless. I thought if I loved you like that, you would love me right back.
Bailey Wiley with Lady, and we have Bailey Wiley in studio. Kia ora, Bailey, how are you?
Okay.
It's so nice to have you up here this morning. Thanks for popping along. It's a spooky old morning outside. We were just talking about being cozy in the studio is a good feeling this morning.
Yes, with the intense fog outside.
So intense. Mm. If you're listening elsewhere in the country, you don't even understand. It's very strange in Auckland at the moment. Hey, we've got you up here because there's so many exciting things happening for you at the moment. You've got a gig coming up this Friday at Galatos, but also there is a remix competition out for that track that we were just listening to, Lady.
Yes, I've teamed up with Red Bull and we've got the re-up remix competition of Lady.
And so what are you hoping from people? You want people to sort of like send in their spin on that track?
Or? Yeah, 100%. I just creative license, totally up to, you know, the producers and the creatives and what they want to come up with. And I think it would just be cool to, you know, hear someone else's spin on the song. Obviously when I wrote it to sound a certain way. So this is cool that other people can kind of
put their colours and shades on it, you know?
Totally. I feel like when you sit down and you start to, like, go through all the submissions and listen to them, that's going to be such a fun experience.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. And who are you going to be doing that with other people? Are you going to be doing that on your own?
I'm going to meet up with Eno and Soraya Lepred. Those are the ones that originally produced the song, and we're just going to chill and maybe eat and listen to the song.
They'll be feeling threatened, like, oh, someone's going to come in with some hot new beats.
If we hear something tight, we'll be like, yo, damn, like, you know, put that's in the top 10.
Yeah,
you know?
So if people wanted to enter that, they can jump on the Red Bull page and find out more info there. But there's some amazing prizes you can get. You could get a native instrument, complete control, both with K's there, A49 USB controller keyboard, and also studio time in the Red Bull studios as well, which is wicked.
And I've also heard a year's supply of Red Bull.
That's a good
old time there.
You won't be sleeping for a year, up constantly.
Yeah, ready to go.
Doing more remixes.
Yeah. but we're also chatting to you about your brand new fantastic EP that's come out this year, which is self-titled, and we've been playing a lot on the station, and lots of people have been loving at home as well. It's knocked around the top 10. People are really enjoying it. I'm really intrigued because it's self-titled. It's definitely not the first thing you've ever released, but why did you want to make this one like a self-titled EP?
I think I ummed and ahed about what I was going to call the EP, and it really just came down to me feeling like this is the truest kind of form of music that I've created to date. Mm-hmm. And it also comes with, you know, having that confidence of being able to just have something self-titled and not putting a
totally
kind
yeah.
of creative quirky name on it, you know?
No,
so
you can
I just it is what it is, you know? And I think that's the beauty in it.
Yeah, and it is a beautiful EP as well, and there's some fantastic features on there.
Yes.
Some of your friends jumping on. Was it real easy to get people on board? Were you like, hey, do you want to come and just hang out with me and make some music? Or had you been working on some of these songs with people for a while? Did it all happen sort of along a long timeline?
It's a really organic process when I work with other people, and I think it's really comes down to finding that like chemistry mm-hmm. with that person, because if you don't have the chemistry, it's not gonna work, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
or the creative is just, there's gonna be no vibe, you know. But so it was actually really organic, and it was really easy because these people, yes, they are great talents that I worked with, but they're also my friends.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. there is that trust and that love for the music.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, you know what I mean? It's just making dope creative decisions for the song and not us, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I really like that you said, I think it was about Yours Truly as a selfish track. Is that the way you described it? What do you mean by that?
So when I do a release, every time I've done a release, it's been really important to me that there's been that one song that's for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Yours Truly is, you know. Like, I was actually in bed when I wrote and recorded half of that.
Awesome.
You know, and like, and it came out of me in like half an hour, 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
because it was meant to and it needed to. And I remember when I was in the process of writing the project, I was like, oh my God, I still don't have that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just woke up one morning and there she was.
Yeah. It's kind
of, it was like,
I love that
good
idea.
To see you, sis. Thank you for coming because I needed you. And she was there.
Yeah.
And that